save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. What an intro.
What an intro. Great to have you in here in the studio, actually.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How's things going with maths? You guys must be absolutely inundated. It's the most popular show on the television.
Holy mackerel, he's not wearing his wedding ring.
Yeah, I am. Just the other side. Oh. It's a European thing.
Oh!
I'm European. This is sitting on this on my proper hand.
I thought I spotted something. That's OP. Continue.
No.
You'll see the consistency throughout the whole way.
Alrighty.
On this side. So.
Now, of course, last night was the night where you sit on the couch and is it stay or do you leave? You guys both said stay. Yep. So what's the dealio here? I really want to ask if you're still together. You look really happy. You look good together as you come into the studio
this
morning.
Why would I have left?
Oh, exactly right.
Get off it.
Good point. Either they're not together and that's one last throw at the stumps to get back together, or they're pretty happy.
But seriously, what is life like for you guys? Obviously, this is filmed a while ago, so it's all airing at the moment. You know, getting recognised when you go out and about?
Yeah, we were out in Perth the other night. Where did we go? We're
Stables
out
Bar.
Yep. Stables.
Oh, look at that little pitch there. So they're going to love you.
It was hard. I don't really get recognised because I've changed my hair colour. Yeah. I'm blonde now, where I was black on the show.
Yep. Was that deliberate?
And it's working. Ivan, on the other hand, he's loving life at the moment. Yeah. Mr. Brad Pitt over here. But me, I changed my hair colour and I'm glad I did because now I can just walk down the street and kind of not be as... I know people still like look at you like, oh, I know her from somewhere. Yeah. But no one really approaches you, and I think that's like that in Perth, which is good.
How do you go? Obviously, you guys are taking it seriously, but I mean, people like myself watch it to watch for the car crashes and hopefully something's going to blow up and I'm glued to it.
There's going to be more car crashes.
How do you go with people like rooting against... finding love, which I mean, I think
from the outside,
yeah. Like, I take it as a bit of a joke, like, come on, what's gonna happen? Please say something silly.
I mean, I'll only speak on behalf of myself and Alex. It's tough because, like, they're real relationships,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
regardless of how short lived or long they are, they're real relationships. We're real people, so I mean, there's speculation that a lot of people went in there for the wrong reasons, I can honestly say that myself and Alex didn't, so like, to have that external pressure, like fail and give us some drama and all that sort of stuff. It's tough. You know?
I think, like, in comparison to last year's as well too, I found that the contestants this year are much more real than last year's for some reason. Yeah, as far as like last year, I found that they were just there. They were the Instagram followers, like in there for their Instagram followers and stuff like that. Where I feel like you guys, you know, this year are a little bit different.
I think at least everybody's given it a good crack, and it hasn't panned out that way for some, but for others, you know, it's lasted the distance.
So. The dinner parties.
Yeah.
That's my favourite part of
the week. Not ours.
Alex loves talking about the dinner parties.
It is my favourite part of the week. Like, how many vinos and stuff are you guys down by the time that the stuff that we see that really gets up and going starts happening?
They do, in fairness. They've got an RSA marshal there. Counting the drinks.
Channel 9 just having a look, just quickly.
We get into it.
We do get cut off.
I tried to get into it as much as I could.
Yeah.
You know, it's, there is some.
Because you guys are there for a long time, aren't you? Like for that dinner party. It's like an 8-hour day filming.
Yeah, it's long. And they stop, the alcohol does stop flowing. And then you do see Ivan scattering around the table to find the last drop of wine.
Down. That'll be me.
And I'm like, okay, that's enough. They've stopped for a reason. It's hard. It's hard. And because it is such a long, you're just exhausted. Mm-hmm. You know, you come home at like 3-4 in the morning and you're just, you're finished.
I treat Wednesday nights like a dinner party in my place. Like, I start getting a little bit liquored early and then move to the scotch towards the...
Is this from last Wednesday?
That was built last Wednesday. How do you guys go sharing about your sex life and stuff? Because as I said, there's a couple of things people love to see. The blow-ups and the talk about the sex life.
Yep.
How do you guys go with that?
We're a bit more private on that subject. And I think it's a sort of mutual understanding of we don't really want to deem that necessary for the whole world to know about our intimate and private lives.
Well, I mean, we saw what happened the other night.
I thought you were
saying
we saw him in the tidy-whities. No. I saw the tidy-whities.
We didn't see those legs.
Old elephant trunk.
last week, I'm not sure which contestant it was when she said that, you know, 10 seconds.
Natasha's.
So Mark, you can get yourself in some hot water when you do start talking about it.
Yeah, and I think the good thing about us was we were kind of mutually agreeable on not talking about sex and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think both, like, where we come from, that's not kind of on our agenda. But the experts, bloody hell, they do push it. Yeah. Trish loves a bit of sex talk.
So do we.
And I'm just Yeah, so we weren't for it, but yeah, they didn't.
So you're
get
not going
to
get any of that today, Ed.
Not
right,
from
well,
us.
Then, all right, then. Well, who don't you get on well with in, let's say, inside the house? What shows that off? In
Big
the
brother.
House?
Big brother.
Who don't you get on well with inside the experiment?
Michael Goonan. Me?
Which one? So, okay, this is Michael and Michael.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
I've got a question
about him.
I've got a question about him and Stacey, yeah. Right? Now that you guys are able to get like be on the other side and you're actually watching episodes, were they on from the outset and they actually genuinely like each other?
Yeah.
Or was there a case of Stacey? Because from the night that they got married, it looked like...
Until the ching-ching.
Yeah, the girls, her bridesmaids whispered something in her ear and said, he's got money. Yeah. And then it's like she turned on a dime and went, oh, yeah, no, I'm down now.
Well, Stacey's got enough money to feed a village herself. I don't think she needs money.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay. Because, right. I mean, look, it definitely made it seem like she was a bit of a gold digger.
Yeah.
And what bugs you about him? Is it just his little attitude that he thinks he's bulletproof?
Basically, he thinks that his poo doesn't smell like mine. And, yeah, I just feel like he's a little bit
doesn't smell, Alex.
How comfortable were you living together before you could start using the facilities for
one day?
Straight in.
I know that her poo doesn't smell, so that must be
yeah, right. Either that or she hasn't had one for about 4 weeks. But anyway.
You mean 8 weeks.
Yeah, 8 weeks.
All right. The show's back tonight on Channel 9, 7:30. Alex and Ivan, thanks for jumping into the studio and having a chat with us. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Married at First Sight. You're listening to Xavier Jules and... Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.